This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past 2 programs, we have been concerned with a very significant question asked during the midst of the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ before the Roman governor Pilate. That question asked by the Roman governor himself was, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" I pointed out that there are only 2 choices that are possible for each and every one of us, and we have to make one choice or the other. There is simply no escape from it. You may either crucify him, reject him as the Son of God, or else you may crown him as he ought to be, as king in your heart and life. To try to be neutral is to make a grievous mistake. Some people think that they can live a life of being neither really for Jesus nor against him. But this cannot be. In the very act of trying to be neutral, you have, in effect, rejected Jesus. Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Now, that question was considered in some detail, and we then, at the last of the program, last time, came to this question: does it matter what I do with Jesus? Now, let us continue in a consideration of that question. Does it matter what I do with Jesus? To some people, it seems not to matter. To some people, as they look out at the world, they say, "Well, look, the people who are wicked, the people who are evil, the people who have rejected Christ, they seem to be doing all right. They're making money. They have good health. They seem to be happy," and so on. And so they say, "It doesn't matter whether I crown him or crucify him." But it does matter. Let me suggest some ways to you in which it matters a very great deal. It matters as to what you become. It matters as to your character. If you crucify Christ, that is, if you reject him, you degrade yourself. On the other hand, if you crown him, if you accept him as the Lord Jesus Christ and obey him as having authority over all men, then you ennoble yourself. You bring yourself closer to God. It matters also in the matter of your influence, that is, your influence on other people. It is God's will that each one of us should, in effect, be the salt of the earth, Matthew 5 and 13. That is, to be a saving power in the earth, not one that would tend to cause people to lose their souls. We are to be the light of the world, Matthew 5 and 14. We're to let our light so shine before men that others may see our good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven, Matthew 5 and verse 16. Parents are to exude such influence over their children as to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so what you do in regard to Jesus has altogether to do not only with your own character, but with your influence on other people. And then what you do in answer to the question, "What shall I do with Jesus?" has to do with your destiny in eternity. Jesus taught in Mark chapter 10, verse 30, that it doesn't matter how great a sacrifice you have made in order to follow Jesus, that you will receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life. As the Apostle Peter made clear, as recorded in Acts 2:38, when believers in Christ asked the question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" he told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so you see, your destiny now in this life and in eternity depends upon how you answer the question, "What shall I do with Jesus?" Notice carefully in Mark 10 and 30 that Jesus said, "shall receive 100-fold more now in this life and in the world to come, eternal life." We cannot gain eternal life without living a life of sowing the seed of the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again on the next program.